I call the ordinance committee at 7:20. There are no minutes to be accepted. Number one is PCO 8-19, qualification for appointment to the land trust. This is for second passage. Councilman Howe?
The last thing we need is more delays. I'm so sorry. What are we speaking on?
So this is for the appointments for the land trust. This is for second passage. We are cleaning up the language in there.
For second passage, I move favorable action. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And this has to do with who can be appointed, and you need to be a resident of Warwick to be on the land trust. So this is just cleaning up some language from when it was originally drafted. We've had a hearing. It has passed. This is for second passage. Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Favorable action, second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second up is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold May 20th.
Okay, do I have a motion here?
Motion to hold till May 20th.
Second.
We have a motion to hold to May 20th. Any questions from the audience? If not, motion to hold to May 20th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That closes the ordinance committee at 7:22.
We'll move on to the public safety committee, please.
Public Safety will now convene at 7:24. And first, we have minutes to accept from the prior meeting.
Move to accept.
They're none to be accepted.
Oh. Accepted. What am I looking at?
February 4th.
Why is this on here?
You got your...
All right. Maybe not. Moving right along to our claims. First, we have a claim for Melanie Shackelford.
Welcome back.
Hi, welcome back. And it looks like you submitted the estimates we were looking for.
Yes.
And have you replaced this tire yet?
No, I have not.
So it looks like the lowest estimate is $116.92.
Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question. So the $116.92, where'd you get that from, online?
I'm sorry, what was it?
The claim you got here, was that online? And what did you get the online quote through a local business that would include the installation, just having it?
I honestly couldn't find it anywhere. Like, it took me about an hour and a half with my nine-month-old at the library to try to find it.
Okay.
What I did, it took me forever to find the tire because I was looking at the grooves in the tire and everything, because it's really hard to find.
Yes.
I didn't know where else to look.
You did your due diligence. You did exactly what we asked, and I thank you for that.
Any further question from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to move for approval in the lowest estimated amount of $116.92. In favorable action.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All set?
You're all set.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next claim is Francis Del Bonas.
Speaking on behalf of my husband, I'm Kimberly Del Bonas. He goes to work at 11 o'clock at night and he's in a home sleeping right now.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, looks like you got three estimates. Department recommended approval at $158.23. Does anyone have any questions? Members of the committee? Member of the council have any questions? Members of the public? Seeing none, we'd entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount approved by the department for $158.23.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on here, we have amendment to ordinance relative to parking on Heriff Jones Way, PCO 11-19. First passage not drafted.
Request hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
PCO 12-19, ordinance in regards to a no parking between signs on Eaton Ave to be placed on NG pole number 12, pointed towards Bluff Ave. And that's first passage. Councilman McElroy?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is for a no parking sign in front of a house of a resident on Eaton Avenue who is legally blind. So she wants to have no parking there so that she can be able to get out the state vans that come to pick her up. There has been a traffic study on this and it's recommended for a no parking sign.
All right, so a traffic study was conducted and it came back with favorable as far as putting a no parking sign in. Does any members of the committee have any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
I'm familiar with the situation and this seems entirely appropriate, especially as backed by the police report. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action, PCO 12-19.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we'll go back to the rest of the claims. We have a claim for Ryan Cabral. Is Ryan Cabral here? Anyone want to move to hold?
Move to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
So it's now going to be PCR 75-19. It's going to be held till May 20th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have Edward Allenson. I apologize if I'm getting the pronunciation wrong.
How you doing?
Can you state your name for the record, please?
Edward Allenson.
All right, looks like you got damage from a pothole. You got three estimates. The department recommends approval in the amount of $114.93. You correctly filled out your affidavit. Edward Allen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong claim. Excuse me.
Do any members of the committee have any questions? Give me a second.
None, Mr. Chairman.
Any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action, $114.93.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next claim is Ulrich Murphy. Again, I apologize for pronunciation failures.
Hello, I'm Ulrich Murphy.
Alrighty, and you, your car was damaged on Love Lane by a pothole, correct?
Yes.
Right. You correctly filled out the affidavit. You got four estimates, two for your rim, two for your tires, and then an invoice for your rim, right?
Correct.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, we can't hear her here.
Yeah.
Need to speak into the mic.
Yeah. You're gonna have to lean real close to that mic, it's finicky.
Yes, there's three estimates for a rim, two estimates for tires.
All right, the department recommended approval in the amount of $300, and the affidavit's correctly filled out. Does any members of the committee have any questions?
I just do real quick. Can you on record just verify? It says right here, date of incident was, it's fixed. It looks like it originally said 5 p.m., then it goes to 6 p.m. Is it 5 or 6 p.m. that the incident happened?
6 p.m.
It is 6 p.m., and you notified the call at 6:26 p.m.?
To AAA, yes.
To AAA, yes. Thank you.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
I just need, excuse me, Mr. Chairman. So I'm looking at the invoice is for one item, which is a rim. However, it shows tires on the, it says tires and rims from the two other places, but Ruggieri did the auto part for the rim. I understand the approval is for the claim is for 300, but we have.
The rim was 160 and it is not new, it is old.
Oh, no, that's not, what I'm looking for is just the paperwork to back up what we're doing. That's so, oh, but no, please, go, and then so you did replace the tire?
Absolutely.
Okay, from the same place?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was a junkyard.
Got it. Okay.
So the tire was replaced by Town Fair Tire.
It was Town Fair. Okay, thank you. I make a motion for approval of this claim, favorable action of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Next claim we have is Doreen Ireland. Hi, can you grab the mic and just state your name for the record?
Doreen Ireland.
All right, looks like your affidavit's correctly filled out. Department recommended approval, $146.96 due to damage from a pothole. Any members of the committee have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman. Quickly, I apologize, Ms. Ireland. The pothole is over to the right. I'm aware of Knight Avenue. Was it, if you tried to avoid it, or did you not see it in time? I noticed that it was done during the daylight still.
Yeah, no, had I avoided it, I would have been in oncoming traffic.
Perfect, thank you very much.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action, the amount of $146.96.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All set.
Thank you.
Next claim is Brian Bongiovanni. Again, my apologies on pronunciation. Hi, can you put that mic real close to your mouth and state your name for the record?
Brian Bongiovanni.
All right, and you have a claim for pothole damage. Your affidavit's correctly filled out, and the department recommends approval of the claim for $300. Any members of the committee have any questions?
That's my question. So where on Cohasset were you driving?
I was driving towards Diamond Hill from Post Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
I'm good to go.
All right, seeing none, entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the recommended amount of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
What is my next step moving forward?
You will be notified by the city, and they will cut you a check.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So next claimant, Emily Beaudreau. Howdy, just get real close to that mic and state your name for the record.
Emily Boudreau.
So you had damage from a pothole, affidavit's filled out correctly, and the department recommends approval of the claim for $300. Do any members of the committee have any questions?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action, $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All set.
Thank you.
Well, I apologize in advance on pronunciation. The claim is for Maja Veskovic. Hi, can you state your name for the record?
Maja Veskovic.
All right, so you had damage from pothole on Love Lane. Department recommends approval for $300. We have some issues with your affidavit, though. So if you don't mind, I got to walk you through some tedious steps. And by me, I mean the solicitor. Uh-huh.
So as part of this process, we need you to check one of the boxes here in the affidavit, and we can have you verbally attest to it as follows if you understand as we walk through it. So under number two, you have three options. You need to attest to one of them, and it has to do with whether you have sought compensation. And it looks like you've started going down into number three, but it's that you're... Is it your intent that you would be addressing the information number three, that you are seeking or intend to seek compensation from a source or sources other than and or in the addition to the City of Warwick, including but not limited to any insurance company, for any loss arising from the above described incident? And then the sources that you're going to seek them from are what we're asking you to itemize. So you've itemized in your affidavit that you have a cracked rim in the amount of $626.98. Is it your intent to is it your intent to seek the balance of that money from somewhere else that could leave the city in a position to somebody else's claim? Or are you not looking to recoup more than the $300 that we can provide as it relates to pothole claims? And that would be item number one.
We're looking just to get the $300.
Okay, then if you can verbally attest that that you're here and you'd like to add to the record here that you would like to check box one as it relates to pursuing the $300 and that you are not seeking compensation from other sources. You just yes. Say yes into the record.
Yes.
Okay.
So reading the affidavit, I just have a few questions I'd like to find out, and actually I'm going to ask the solicitor if he wouldn't mind. This is learning experience. The person putting in for the claim is the owner of the car. The person that was driving the car when the claim was made was the boyfriend. Does that mean that the city has an obligation towards the owner of the car, considering that the driver... Oh, no problem. That the driver was not the owner of the car, therefore the owner of the car should go after the driver. Thank you.
I wouldn't be, the city shouldn't be making individuals legal option recommendations, so.
Can I add something? If the boyfriend took care of the rim, and now the boyfriend's trying to get money from the state, is that something to argue?
All the committee is handling is the claim against the city. The incident happened on a city road, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Love Lane.
I apologize. I missed the answer to the pre. What was your answer, Mr. Harrington?
The committee's just considering the claim. The incident happened on a city road, and so they're making the claim. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I intend on making a motion. I'm just reviewing just a few more things, just to follow up. But I do want to identify that the picture that was taken, and I appreciate it, it says that the pothole was filled the next day, and I can see that, so I want to thank and compliment DPW for that quick action on that. I make a motion for the payment of $300 in a favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All set.
Thank you.
Next claim is Shirley Brown Mullen.
I don't have any of this paper.
Shirley Brown Mullen. Do we have a motion to hold?
Yeah. Motion to hold until May 20th.
Second.
All in favor?
PCR 7619.
So PCR 7619 has been a motion to hold and there's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for just a 2-minute brief.
Thank you. All right, next we have John Nazarian. It's right here for you.
Thank you.
This is another one.
How are you?
Hi, can you just state your name for the record, please?
John F. Nazarian.
And now, similar to one of the prior claims you saw, there's issues with your affidavit. So similar to one of the prior claims you heard, where we had to walk through the affidavit because there was an issue, we have to do that again here.
I don't understand. I pulled everything out.
No worries. The solicitor will help explain it.
So we're just looking for clarification with the affidavit that you sought here. You're seeking under the third option compensation higher than the $300 that can be provided.
Yes.
And are you here tonight understanding the pothole rules and that under the state law we're limited to only providing the $300 as a cap?
I am, but I was also under the impression, I was told, because my insurance paid for the rims, which was $1,300, the strut and rock around, it come out to $2,060, and then a $500 deductible, which I cannot redeem. And the hole was almost a foot deep. It was full with water. It threw me off the road on Pella Drive into the left lane, which I hit the curb and took out four tires. It's a 2017 Cadillac CT6, a $74,000 car. I mean, so when I spoke in the office in here to file all the paperwork, filed the forms, got all the estimates, I mean, it was fairly reasonably cheap for, you know, what I'm asking for, to be honest with you. And the woman said it wouldn't make a difference as long as I showed up at this committee, you know, the council, to discuss this matter and give all the estimates, which I did.
And if the committee were to proceed with the $300 cap that they're allowed to send,
then I would proceed with my attorney to go after the money that I am entitled to, because I almost got killed. And I want it for the record, I am 100%, I am a war veteran. And it's a lot of money out of my pocket to take out of my kid's mouth. So I would like to get a favorable decision. For most of your decisions you've made all night in here were favorable. And I think it's only fair.
So what I believe the committee would be looking for is just for you to attest that if they proceed with a $300 award, that $300 award won't be challenged again, so that you would only be seeking any differential between the amount that was expended as well as the $300 that
I would just like the expense to me for my tires that I paid for out of my pocket, which is $1,259.
So the committee
is... I wouldn't go for anything else. I'm not looking for the insurance money that my insurance paid for my vehicle or anything, if that's what you're asking me. No. I won't accept $300.
Hang on 1 second, please.
Just to be clear, you said you will or you won't accept $300.
I will not accept it. It's you got all the estimates in front of you, what it cost me. You have everything right there, sir, in front of you.
Yep.
There's three estimates for everything that was done that you asked me. I've done everything you asked me to do.
It's not a question of whether what we asked you to do or not. It's the state law that we have to follow,
right,
says the cap is $300.
Okay, but I mean, there's been instances where you've made arrangements to pay for damages that, I mean, it was almost a pothole full with water.
I understand. We've approved $300. We didn't approve anything further than $300. That's our limit, $300. So people came to us and we said maximum amount, $300.
No, when I asked, they said that I could come to this committee and it could be granted or awarded to me because of the circumstances of what happened. So I was misled then.
It sounds that way.
And I don't think that's fair.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Nazarian, have you received any compensation outside of this body for this damage?
No, all I received was my insurance. My collision paid for the rims on my vehicle. They paid for the strut and they paid for the rock around, which come out to $2,060. And plus I had to pay a $500 deductible, which I can't redeem, obviously, because it's a deductible. So they paid for that. And then I put the claim in for my tires and I got the three estimates, which come out to $1,250. That was the cheapest.
Why? I'm confused. Why didn't the insurance company pay for your tires if it was part of this damage?
Because it was a pothole. They will not pay for the tires, and that's when I came to file the paperwork here.
Yeah, but it started as a pothole, and then it knocked you across the street, and you hit the curb.
I hit the curb.
And the curb, you said,
four tires.
Correct. That's my point. When you hit the curb, you said that's when you blew out all four tires.
I hit the pothole, the right side of my car, pothole, took the two tires out, sent me to the left. I hit the curb and took out the other two tires.
Okay, so
I went up the curb, sir.
Right.
It destroyed the rims, my strut, my right strut, and my right rock around in my vehicle.
But two tires and two rims were as a result of hitting the pothole. The other two tires and the other two rims were because of, for whatever reason,
the pothole threw me over into the left curb, sir.
Correct. For whatever reason.
So it's resulted from the pothole, sir.
I'm all done.
Well, I mean, really? I mean, you got to be kidding me. You're going to tell me just the pothole did that?
Sir,
I went into a crib,
sir,
and I just drove into it?
I am just asking questions, but you're not allowing me ask the question.
I just took it. That's how you were saying it. That's why.
I'm making a point that two tires and two rims were damaged by the pothole. After hitting the pothole, there was loss of control of the vehicle that went across the street and hit the curb, and that's what blew out the other two tires.
Correct.
And the other two rims.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. So I'm just disseminating information
right
to the committee.
I apologize.
They make the determination. The insurance company paid for the rims, they paid for the struts, the alignment, etc. The question becomes, were they obligated to pay for the tires? From the testimony, if the insurance company does not pay for the tires, which that's bizarre, but if they don't pay for the tires as a result of hitting the pothole, then when he lost control of the vehicle and went across the street and hit the curb, in my humble opinion, I'm not an attorney, in my opinion, that was collision.
Well, they used the collision to cover the damage
pothole
of the
that
rims
was collision
of the truck.
So that being the case, I would think that the insurance company would be responsible for those two tires and the two rims, leaving you with the decision of what state law mandates. That's all. I'm just sharing information.
If you want, I could bring the insurance paper in what they paid for and said because it was a city pothole, they will not cover the tires.
Councilman Ricks.
Sir, that won't be necessary. I have a couple of questions, two questions for you, okay? First, let me make the statement that's already been made. Under state law for pothole damage, the most that can be awarded to a claimant is $300. You've claimed more than $300. The original question that was asked by my assistant was, if they award you the $300, are you then waiving any other claims that you have against the city? Because if you, let me just tell you, it's not a trick question. Because if your answer is no, then my recommendation to them is not to award the $300, because of a further claim, the city could be facing a further claim.
Okay. And if I accepted $300, that's all I would get for the money that I...
That's all you get from the city, because under state law, where there's damage from a pothole, the cap is $300.
Okay.
What the other cases you heard here tonight, some of them were only $160. Nothing went over $300.
All right, I understand.
Okay.
I'll take the $300.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. We got a few people. First, Councilman Ricks has been waiting, and then Councilman Lattiser.
It seems to me, and this is a question for our city solicitor, I don't expect you to represent the insurance companies or anything like that, but hypothetically, if a denial were issued by this committee and the council stating that the damage was due to, appears to have been due to the collision, including the damage to the tires, denying the full amount, would Mr. Nazarian be able to then take, or his attorney, take and present that denial to the insurance company in order to seek full compensation from them? Not that they would necessarily grant it, but would that give him the power to seek that, as it seems that they are denying the tires as part of the claim for some reason unknown to this body?
The reason was because they said it was caused from a pothole, which is city responsibility. So they paid for, used the collision part of my insurance to cover, like I said, the struts, the rock around, the four-wheel alignment, and the alloy rims. And I couldn't claim the tires. They would not pay for the tires. And that's exactly, I'm just a little upset because it's very expensive. And I understand you have a cap, and I'll take the $300 and take the loss, I guess.
Councilman, I learned a long time ago not to answer hypothetical questions. All I will say to you in response is that the claimant had the option of where to pursue the claim. By bringing the claim here, he brings it under the state law with the $300 cap. What ramifications that may have to him dealing with his insurance company, whether it's denied or approved, I can't forecast that.
If I may have a follow-up, and I know that obviously this all happened very quickly, but when hitting the pothole before hitting the curb, did it seem like one tire or multiple tires went by hitting the pothole?
So you couldn't see that the hole was deep. So once I went over the hole, it threw the car to the left. So both tires struck the pothole, which whacked them right out, and it just threw the car to the left. And if you've been on Powell Drive, where Bargain Outlet is, the road's not wide. And I went right into the curb, and it took out the other two tires in my rim. So, it was that quick, boom, boom.
In that case...
And the AAA... papers there where they had to come and flatbed the car. It's all there.
In that case, each tire is over $300 because the total for the four tires is $1,259.96. So based on what you're saying, it seems that perhaps one or two tires were lost, damaged due to the pothole, and the other two were lost, damaged due to the curb. So perhaps in the approval of this, the city could specifically note that damage to one to two tires, and that would leave you free because we would be denying the damage to the other two tires for you to try to get a little money over that from the insurance company.
If you want to call USAA Insurance and ask them if they want to do that, I'll give you the number, all my information. And if they, because they're putting it on you, saying they will not pay for the tires.
So,
I know what you're trying to say. I understand.
I'm just trying to help.
No, I just want you to understand that. Yeah. But I'm not the insurance company. This is what they told me. This is what they paid for. This is what they won't pay for.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Nazarian, first of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you. Welcome.
And as one member of the military to another, my suggestion, again, I'm not an attorney, but I deal with insurance companies all the time. My suggestion would be to go back and have another go-round with your insurance company, because they acknowledged that there was a collision. They said to you, we pay for the collision. They paid for the rim, they paid for the struts, et cetera, et cetera. They acknowledged a collision. The pothole was the beginning, but they paid for all the rims, they paid for the struts. They acknowledged the collision occurred.
Correct.
I look at it as no different than if you swerve to avoid hitting a pedestrian in the street. You're supposed to go after the pedestrian? Of course, that's absurd.
I understand.
But,
like
thank
I said,
you for your service, sir. My suggestion would be to have a discussion with your insurance company again. Is how can they make that determination that a collision occurred, but they're not going to pay for full damage for that collision?
And that's where they left me. That's where they left me, and that's why I fold the paperwork out the way I did.
That's why I fight with insurance companies all the time.
I understand.
Good luck with that, sir.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Nazarian, just to confirm, so if we approve the $300, you're not going to come back to after the city for any remaining difference, correct?
No, I don't need the money that bad. Believe me, it was a principal thing.
All right, so any further questions from members of the committee?
I have one, and I'm sorry I'm beating this down, but Councilman Lattiser made a recommendation. I want to give Mr. Nazarian an opportunity to think about this. So you're saying you're fine with the 300, and I get that. But I'm willing to hold this, or if I'm correct, and you go to your insurance and resubmit. And if you can get the full amount, what is there to lose? USAA, I mean, you can go to them and say it's already been deducted. I agree with what...
They paid for what they paid for, and that was all they were paid for.
Okay, so you want to move forward? I'm fine with moving forward.
Mr. Chairman, he would still have his deductible of $500. Even if the insurance company paid for the claim, you'll still be sitting on his deductible.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Yep. Move for favorable action the amount of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So next we have a claim by Shelley Traeger, although we received a notice requesting that this be held till June 3rd. We just need a motion.
Move to hold till June 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 PCR. Oh, yeah, it's going to have a PCR number.
7719.
So the claim of Shelley Traeger is now PCR 7719, and it's being held till June 3rd. Next claim is Michelle, Policio. Hi, you could just state your name for the record.
Michelle Policio.
And it looks like you had damage from a pothole. Your affidavit's filled out correctly. The department recommended approval in the amount of $286.62. Does anyone have any questions, members of the committee? Do any members of the council have any questions? Do any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of...
I apologize.
Thank you. $286.62.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You okay?
I have no idea. The minutes from the consent calendar, do we do them here?
I have no.
This one? Oh, yeah, those are the ones I held up before. There they go.
Oh, yeah, April 1st. Got it.
So we have acceptance of minutes from the claims docket for the April 1st meeting.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So now we're good, right? All right, so public safety is adjourned at 8.07 p.m.
I got another claim here. Right after Michelle.
Councilman Qualley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy.
Okay, this is the Intergovernmental Committee, and it is 8:09. We have three items on the agenda. First one's PCR-42-19, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of amendments to the Sewer Authority Enabling Act to add two board members, financing terms, and septic systems. It was sponsored by Councilman Lattiser.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, which item are you on?
This is the item to add two members to the Warwick Sewer Authority.
Okay.
PCR 4219.
I'm going to have to hold till May 20th.
Any sponsors requesting to hold it till May 20th?
Move to hold till May 20th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The second item on the agenda is PCR-67-19, a resolution to the State Traffic Commission and the State Department of Transportation requesting a traffic study of the area of Centerville Road 117, Route 117, and Gorvin Drive. This is from Councilman Sinapi.
Hi, so this bill more or less speaks for itself. This is due to an unsafe issue which has become more apparent due to the construction that's been ongoing in that area. I've had complaints from constituents requesting action on it. And due to the fact that the area in question is, unfortunately, a state road. we're stuck with requesting the state conduct a study and look into it on their end. So I'd move for favorable action.
Does anyone on the committee have any questions? Anyone on the council have any questions? Does anyone from the public have any questions? Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion to move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The third item on the agenda is PCR 68-19, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting an increase in state funding for education. And this is Councilman Sinapi.
Again, this one more or less speaks for itself. The continued implication of unfunded mandates from the state, the continued decline in funding from the state, especially while other cities get more and more, and obviously both our city and our school system in badly need of funds. So I think this will have widespread support, I imagine, and I move for favorable action. And I should add that this is not just us doing this. Cities and towns across the state, many of them are requesting the same and passing a similar, if not identical, resolution.
Does anyone else, anyone on the committee have any questions, any comments?
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor, if that's okay with the Mrs. Councilman?
Of course.
Thank you.
I would like to be a sponsor also.
The more the merrier.
Okay, so Councilman Lattiser,
yes.
Councilwoman Travis, I would like to add myself and Councilman McAllister, and over in Ward 2, sleepy time. Councilman Rex would like to be added as a sponsor. And now, anyone from the public like to testify?
Gentlemen, ladies, my name is Gene Nato. Recently ended my 8 years on the Warwick School Committee. And 8 years ago, I brought this up also at that time, that we were not being funded correctly by the state of Rhode Island for the education of our students. And since that time, the situation has only gotten worse. Our students are not getting what they need, and this resolution certainly is going to be helpful. At the present time, with the state budget for the schools totaling some $850 million, Warwick is now at $36 million. We were, when I talked about this 7 years ago, we were at $32 million, the same as the city of Cranston. Since that time, the city of Cranston now is at $64 million. We're at $36 million. The city of Providence is at $275 million. City of Pawtucket is at $80-something million dollars. Woonsocket is $75 million. And the city of Central Falls is at $40 million. Our taxpayers here in Warwick are sending money of the millions of dollars to these cities for their schools when we're being shortchanged. Why? Because we don't have enough students that have breakfast. We don't have enough students going for the lunch. We don't have enough students that speak English. And we're being penalized up and down. There's 140,000 students in Rhode Island that should be treated fairly, no matter what the circumstances are. And I don't think our students deserve this kind of treatment. And yet, I see the new one that just came in to replace the Rhode Island Department of Education, and that from New York City. And all that she is saying is that what she is saying backs up the city of Providence and the city of Central Falls. We're not going to be given in Warwick our fair share. and it's time for this disproportionate money be rectified. The city provides the city of Warwick in our school department of $124 million. That's a lot of money. But when you only get $36 million from the state, when we should be up to $50 or $60 million, that's where the discrepancy lies. And I don't know, we have the seniority up at the State House from the city of Warwick representatives and senator. I don't understand why they haven't been able to jump up the money that we get, except the one that's in charge of the House of Representatives from Cranston has double the amount of money that the city gets. There's not a fairness here. We have programs in our schools that are not being met, and you know the repairs and rehabilitation problem. So I ask that this resolution certainly be passed. And Mr. Sinopoli, I appreciate the fact that you're recommending this resolution, but more needs to be done. We don't deserve this. Our students don't deserve it. And so does the taxpayers of Warwick don't deserve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nato. Anyone else wish to be heard? Is there a motion?
Move for favorable action, PCR 68-19.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask to reopen PCR 42-19 regarding amendments to the sewer authority.
Motion to reconsider PCR 42-19.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any reopening?
Sorry.
Aye.
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 Okay. PCR 42-19 is reopened for discussion.
Thank you. So I just need to review with Solicitor Harrington, John, and these items here, it doesn't line up with, oh, right here, okay. All right, Mr. Chairman, if you go to item 17, I'm looking to make an amendment on this. If you go to line 17 on the last page, it begins with, be it further resolved. Okay.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, I want to make the amendment on line 19. I want to add prospectively, and I want to remove for the revenue bond approved by the city in December of 2013 be based on a payback of 30 years. So the change is on line item 19 prospectively, and to delete for the revenue bond approved by the city in December of 2013.
Councilman, you want the word prospectively to be where on line 19? Before or after what word?
It says the Enabling Act for the Warwick Sewer Authority to provide that. So after that, it would say prospectively, eliminate the word the, it would say for that, eliminate the word the on 18 and put in prospectively, the sewer assessments. Or actually, I guess you could say, after the word that, insert prospectively the sewer assessments.
Okay, I have the amendment to read Warwick Sewer Authority to provide that prospectively the sewer assessments for the revenue bond. Does that read correctly?
Yes.
And did you say there was a second?
Yes, it would be that? After sewer assessments, you'd be removing the wording where it says for the revenue bond approved by the city in December of.
You want to delete that?
2013, yeah. Yes.
You want to delete that entire phrase beginning with the after sewer assessments, we're striking for?
Through December of 2013. Strike that.
Okay, so we strike to, it will now read to provide that, I'll start at the beginning of line 18. General Assembly to amend the Enabling Act for the Warwick Sewer Authority to provide that prospectively the sewer assessments be based on a payback of 30 years with simple interest, semicolon, end.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Now, anyone else on the council or the committee have any suggested amendments while we're amending this? Okay. Is there any comment from the public on the proposed amendment? We have an amendment before us. Is there any motion?
Motion to move as amended.
Second.
Motion to move to amend it. Okay, so this is a motion to amend.
Motion to amend. I apologize, yes.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And now we have the amended amended PCR in front of us before you move. Can ask, does anyone on the committee have any further comment on the amended PCR? Anyone on the council have any comment? Anyone from the public have any comment on the amended PCR? Is there a motion?
Move as amended.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of favorable action?
Aye.
Thank you.
I believe that concludes the Intergovernmental Committee at
8:24, the Economic Development Committee will meet.
Acceptance of minutes from whatever date it was, April 1.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And it's not drafted, so we're going to hold it.
Hold to June 17th.
So moved.
Being held till June 17th.
Thank
second.
You.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
What time is it? 8:24. 8:23.
Less than a minute.
8:24. 1 minute. Woohoo.
Less than a minute.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. At this time, the council president is not present, and I will be assuming the job of pro temp. So at this time, I'm going to call a 10-minute recess, and we'll get back to business after that. Thank you.